Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I cannot stop appreciating God and His servant, my father, in the faith, my mentor in ministry, and my boss at work. Hallelujah. Who you follow determines what follows you. And Lot also, which went with Abraham, was blessed. Abraham was called. Lot went with him. And every blessing that came to Abraham for being called flowed to Lot for following. So there are those who are blessed for being called and those who are blessed for following. Many are blessed not because they have their own merit, but they are blessed for the company that they keep. Many suffer not for the evil they do, but for the company that they keep. I want to thank God and appreciate His servant over the years we have been following, and the results are here. Then they used to say, Oedipus boy. That's what they used to call me, Oedipus boy. Everything Oedipus, everything Oedipus, Oedipus boy. But now they don't call me Oedipus boy again. Because the blessing of God has distinguished me. And every blessing of God that is upon his life, I've had the privilege not only to carry but to reflect. And I want to give thanks to God for that. Again, it's my joy and privilege to share in God's word this morning, and I appreciate God's servant very dearly for it. It's my prayer that the same grace and blessing will find full expression in your life. Today is the day of help for you, and you shall not miss the help of God. We have received the first word. The first arrow has been shot, and I have the privilege to shoot the second arrow. The enemies that are falling already shall remain falling. The ones that are still managing to stand will fall fully right now. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. God is a God of different parts. We don't have the history of how God was created, but He created Himself with different parts for different functions. God, I believe, is a God of government and order. And we can see all of that in scriptures. I believe that the inspiration that rulers of the world have is derived from God, because every man behaves according to the nature of the Creator. If you look at our government system, especially in the age of democracy, you have the legislative arm, you have the judiciary arm, you have the executive arm. The legislative arm has to do with making laws. And you know the Bible tells us that our God is the lawgiver. So God is a legislator. He sits down in heaven making laws and rules. He is also God of judiciary. They call him the judge of the earth. I know today he will judge every evil that is working against you. Abraham said, shall the judge of the heart not do what is right? He sits in judgment. And for your information, we have an advocate in the person of Jesus Christ who makes our case before God the Father every day. And when the case seems not to be working, he sits executively as the president, using his veto power, using his almighty power to intervene in the affairs of men. Today I see God intervening in your affair. But beyond that, he is also called the man of war. The one who has the military might. They call him Jehovah. You know, the president of this nation is not only called the president, he's also called the commander-in-chief. He calls for the military when support is needed. So God operates beyond all of these that I've mentioned earlier as the man of war. Now you've heard the scripture repeat over again that God is the Lord of hosts. When you hear God is being described as the Lord of hosts, as Jehovah, the man of war, you are simply hearing his title for warfare. And who is his host? His host is what we call the angels. In this session, this morning, I want to be sharing with you about angels experiencing angelic intervention in life conflicts. Experiencing angelic intervention. And for our text, I'd like you to please open with me to Exodus chapter 23. When a matter is called difficult or impossible, men simply say, you need an intervention. And I believe that this morning there shall be an intervention for you. Exodus chapter 23 verse 20. God speaking to Moses. He said, behold, I send an angel before thee. To every assignment there is an angel that God sends ahead. And for what reason? Let's get to know what are the functions of these angels. I send an angel before thee to keep thee. So angels are keepers. They are preservers. They are protectors. They cover us. To keep thee in the way, because the way is not safe. A great door and effectual is open before me, but there are many adversaries. Listen, that you have a great vision does not guarantee a good destination. It takes divine intervention to keep thee in the way. A great door effectual set before me, but there are many adversaries. That's why the angels are there, to deal with the adversaries. All the adversaries on your way shall be dealt with by the angel of the Lord. And number two, and to bring thee except you are kept, you cannot be brought. To bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Say to yourself, God has prepared a place for me. Not everybody is able to see what God has prepared for him because of oppositions on the way. To every promised position from God, there are oppositions on the way. The word opposition is a compound word meaning opposite position. There are opposites, there are forces opposing your position in God. God has prepared a place, and he knew that the way is not safe. So he sent the angel to clear the way for you. In those days when we go to farm, young children, we have elders that goes ahead of us, especially during raining season, when the farm is grown, when the forest is thick, and then the adult goes ahead with cutlass in his hand, making the way, and then the young ones are coming from behind. That is what the angels does. Angels are keepers and bringers. The dangers on the way is more than what any human strength or expertise can handle. For by strength shall no man prevail. Angels are not our saviors, but agents of God, messengers of the Lord to minister to the children of God. In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, the Bible says, the angels are to minister to the heirs of salvation. So at your new birth, you have an angel of God that is assigned to you to keep you in your journey. In Psalm 91 verse 11, the Bible says, he will give his angels charge over thee. The word charge means standing order. God has given them a standing order that they must not move from where they are. They must remain with you everywhere you go. They have no break time. They have no holiday. He has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways, lest you dash your foot against the stone. In Psalm 34 verse 7, he said, the angel of the Lord encamp round about them that trust in him, that fear him. Encamp round about them. So on every side you turn, there are angels everywhere. And they are working to your favor. What are the core duties of angels? Both from these scriptures and from a few other scriptures that we will get to see very shortly. Number one duty of angels. From the scripture we have read, is to protect and deliver the saints. That's why we are called more than conquerors, because there are heavenly beings fighting on our behalf. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 22, after Daniel was cast into the den of lion, the king came early in the morning to the mouth of the den and cried with a lamentable voice, thinking that Daniel had died. Daniel, servant of the Lord, is your God whom you serve able to deliver you? And Daniel answered, saying, the Lord hath sent his angel to shut the mouth of lions, that they are not able to hurt me. Whatever lion is seeking to torment you, the angel of the Lord will shut their mouth up. Also in chapter 3 verse 28, the Bible tells us that the Lord sent his angel to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego so that the fire could not hurt them. An angel of God appeared there for their deliverance. In the face of every danger that you face, because you are more than a conqueror, the angel of the Lord will stop the fire. In Psalm 35, verses 5 and 6, David was praying. Among the prayer that he prayed, he said, Lord, let your angel persecute them. So angels persecute our enemies. He said, let their ways be slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. You can't tell how many forces are working against you. At home, in your journey, everywhere you go to, the angels are standing there with the sword in their hands, preventing them from reaching you. I decree that in the face of any danger that confronts you, the angel of the Lord will draw the sword against them. In 2 Kings, chapter 6, in the days of Elisha, a great host rose up against him from among the Syrians to come to arrest him, only himself and his servant in the natural. And the servant, when he saw the great host of the army coming, he cried, "Hey, my Lord, what shall we do?" Elisha said, "Shut up. They that be with us are more than they that be with them." And he said to God, he said, "Lord, open the eye of this my servant and let him see." And when the eye of the servant was opened, he saw a great host, invisible host, defending and protecting them. And Elisha said furthermore, he said, "Lord, strike them with blindness." So obviously the angels went and began to strike each of them with blindness, that they could not see, they could not locate their way again. Every devil that seeks to gain access to your home, to your business, to gain access to you in your journey, the angel of the Lord will strike them with blindness. Businessmen, you need to understand the intervention of angels in your affairs. How does somebody who say that he will not sign your paper, an angel can be sent to move him to sign it, whether he knows it or not? That when you have competitors over a business affair, an angel can cause go slow for your competitors not to arrive early. From this day, the angel of the Lord will intervene for you. A brother shared a testimony some time ago. He had a deal over a land to sell. And a few others who were given the assignment to sell the land were trying to also get there to sell the land. So he stood, he said, "Lord, that angel that stopped man from entering back into the land of the Garden of Eden, I put that angel there now. Nobody must see that building to sell it." And truly, an angel of the Lord stood there. Nobody could move close until he sold it by himself. In your businesses, angels will intervene for you. In your career, angels will intervene for you. In Genesis chapter 19, Lot, the nephew of Abraham, received an angel into his house, as it was the custom that he learned from Abraham, a good entertainer. And in the night, because of the evil of Sodom, they were homosexuals. So they came to the house of Lot to demand that the man be brought out so they could have an affair with him. And Lot pleaded and pleaded. They would not listen to him. Suddenly, one of the angels stretched his hand from inside and brought him in and blinded the eyes of the men. And they went round the house. They couldn't locate the door. Because their eyes were blinded. We've had testimonies over and over again from our various assembly how that robbers will pass through the front of a flat, first flat in the compound, and go to the next one because angels, in all probability, blinded the eyes of the men. They couldn't see that door. From this day, it does not matter the evil that is happening around you. The angel of the Lord will blind the eyes of evil men from seeing you. I used to say humorously that if I'm traveling on any road and robbers are operating, the angel of the Lord will get them pressed to go to toilets. You know, they have different ways of walking. They can press the robbers, and all of them at the same time will feel like they should go to toilet so that I can pass without seeing them. They are mighty. They are full of power. Number two, what does angels do? Angels offers direction. From what you have seen, he said, to keep thee and to bring thee. They offer direction. Now, after they delivered Peter from the prison where he was shot in Acts of the Apostles chapter 12, the same angel directed him to where he should go. After Jesus was born, an angel appeared to him and said to Joseph the father, take this child out of this place until those who seek his life have died. And after the death of Herod and all the people seeking his life, the angel again said, get him back to the city. So they offer direction. To keep thee and to bring thee. To keep thee and to bring thee. Number three function of angels is to minister strength to the saints. To minister strength, physical strength to the saints. We saw this happen over and again in the ministry of Christ, especially in the time of great conflict. There are occasions when you cannot explain how you survive spiritually. You know inside you that you are tired, you are fagged out. It's like you're already beaten down. But suddenly, unusual strength rose up from within you. In Mark chapter 1 verse 13, when Jesus was in the wilderness to be tempted, the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord came and ministered to him. They ministered unto him. And again, when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, before his betrayal, two or three times, Jesus was heavy. The Bible says, and he was heavy in the spirit. And he went to his disciples and said, can't you pray with me this 1 hour? Even Peter, who made a lot of boasts that he will not sleep, he will not leave him alone, sleep caught up with him. But in the process, the angel of the Lord came and ministered to him. I decree this day that that angel of God sent to keep you and to bring you will continue to strengthen you. Number four, function of angels. Sometimes God sends angels to give us revelation and interpretation. If you read from Daniel chapter 8 and chapter 9 and chapter 10, over and over again, God sent his angel to give interpretation, to give revelation and interpretation to Daniel. I believe that sometimes angels wakes us up from our sleep and tells us what chapter to open. I'm sure a lot of us have experienced that before. You just wake up and a scripture is dropped in your soul, or as you pick your Bible, you open to a page that you did not plan for. They are sent by God. They are not the custodian of the revelation, but God sends them as his agents to give us revelation and interpretation. Please quickly check with me one or two of the scriptures in Daniel. They help us not to be stranded when we need light from heaven. Sometimes God uses them to show to us what to do. Chapter 8, verse 15 beginning. And it came to pass when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulaim, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Make this man to understand the vision. Now, there are two major angels in their level of authority. We have Michael and we have Gabriel. Michael is renowned for war. When it is war time, you hear Michael. When it is time to send a message from God, you hear Gabriel. It was Gabriel who appeared to Mary. It was Gabriel who appeared to Zechariah. And Gabriel again appeared here to Daniel. Verse 17. So he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Chapter 9, verses 22 and 23. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. To give thee skill and understanding. Now, if I may pause here. In the days of David, one of his men said that the wisdom of David was like the wisdom of an angel. They come to give skills. They come to give understanding. They can walk through your hands in skills to get things done without fault being found. He came and appeared to me, and he gave me the interpretation. If you look at chapter 10 as well, from verse 11, and he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee and stand upright, for unto thee am I sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, O Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were hard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, verse 33, withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. I am come to make thee understand. So they are used by God to give revelation and interpretation. One more. What are the functions of angels? Angels of God are sent to terrorize your oppositions. They are sent to terrorize your oppositions. One day, King Hezekiah was opposed by a great nation and their king, the Assyrian. And my Bible tells me that God sent one angel, 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 35, who destroyed in one day 185,000 people. One angel destroyed 185,000 people. I have mentioned earlier in Psalm 35 verses 5 and 6, he said, let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Let the angel of the Lord terrorize them. One other day, there was a great famine in Israel. You know this story very well in 2 Kings chapter 7. After Elisha had prophesied that under 24 hours, there will be great provision. And suddenly, four lepers rose up from the city to look for help. The characteristics of lepers is that because of the deadness of the cells around their body, they can't clap, they can't make noise. But an angel of the Lord generated a sound that was as strong as the sound of horses and chariots. These innocent lepers were moving, they were not many. They couldn't produce sound, but the angel of the Lord produced the sound that when the Assyrians heard, they rose up quickly and said, hey, a great host has been hired against us. And they fled from their places without taking any of their properties. So the four lepers came in there to find great booties waiting for them. Because the angel of the Lord came and terrorized them out of the way. Whatever blessing is yours, God's angel will terrorize people away from it. You know it very well that there are certain blessings that people are competing with you for. There are positions that people are competing with you for. It takes you know it, that it takes the angel of the Lord to get the way for you. The angels of God have the ability to make someone who is sitting on the seat that belongs to you to be uncomfortable. He has the ability to make people who are taking your position to resign so that you can come in. They have the ability to make sick those who are taking your position so that they can go on sick leave, and before they return, you have taken their place. Let's begin to take advantage of these heavenly beings that God has given to us. He said, they will keep us and they will bring us. Listen to me. There are many places that you can never get to except by this intervention. Have you heard this testimony? That no robber has succeeded in entering into these premises. Angels at the gates. Angels on the walls. Angels along the fence. Angels around the perimeter. You move close, they slay you. They can make you hear noise that will make you run away. You can have such around your home that when you sleep, no matter the noise, the angels are there to stop the enemies. I watched a documentary some time ago on the state of nation of Israel when they began their struggle to take over their land. They fought and fought and fought. One of the times when the soldiers fought, every bullet they had in their gun got exhausted. And lo and behold, here the enemies were coming. And suddenly, the commander of their enemies had his name being called from nowhere. And as the name was called, he called his men back. Hey boys, come back. Hey boys, come back. They were at close range to deal with the Israelites. But the angel of the Lord, the angel of their father Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, came down to fight for them. Do you know that there is an angel that is behind this commission? This angel will fight for you. We had a story, a testimony from Ibadan many years ago, of a brother who gave his life to Christ. He was an occultic before, and he surrendered his life to Christ. And he began to share his testimonies. And the leader of the occult group heard that he was sharing testimony, and he sent a message to him. He said, "For your information, we have made your coffin. In 7 days, you'll be gone. You went about sharing testimony of how you came out of our meeting." And this man said, "Well, I know the meaning of what you have said. I don't have power to say anything against what you have said, but the God of Oedipo will fight you." He said, "In 7 days, the coffin you have made for me, you will be the one to enter into it." And suddenly, as he said it, the angel of God behind this commission went and fought on his behalf. The angel of God behind this commission will fight for you. "I will send my angel before you that will keep you and bring you." To keep you and bring you. So as you go in your journey in life, be confident that they that be with you are more than they that be with them. Listen to this. If you can't understand this revelation, from mathematical perspective, we understand that of the angels in heaven, only one thought fell with Satan. So there are two thoughts remaining with God. So to every one demon that opposes you, there are minimum two angels. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. From this day, when it is like you are losing the battle, the angels of God will take charge. Before we start to look at how to put angels to work, let us have a brief description of the ability and capability of these heavenly beings. Psalm 103. Angels are everywhere right now. The Bible says when we gather together, we, among other things, we have innumerable company of angels. That is, they cannot be numbered. They are all scrambling to offer you services. To your right, to your left this morning, I see angels working for you. To somebody's body, I see an angel bringing healing right now. Did you hear a testimony this morning? Somebody said, "I was lying down somewhere and suddenly I felt an invisible hand that came to adjust my knee, and suddenly strength came into me." We've had testimonies of people that said while they were sleeping, an angel came and carried out an operation in their tummy and removed the stranger from them. I see angels walking on your body, on your business, and in every area of your life right now. Psalm 103 Verse 20. "Bless the Lord, ye his angels." So God is the owner of the angels. What about the angels? He said that excel in strength. The word excel means to be outstanding. It means to have no match. It means to be incomparable. It means to be second to none. So the strength of angel has no match on earth here. They excel in strength. The tougher the battle, the stronger they become. They excel in strength. That is the summary of the ability of angels. They have the ability to take any form. They can go through any system, go through any nature. They can go through the air, they can go through the walls, they can go through any tight position in order to be able to reach you. No matter the danger that is confronting you, no matter who is involved, every day of your life, begin to experience and enjoy angelic interventions. They excel in strength. That is, angels don't know weakness. How then do I put them to work? Putting angels to work. Number one, be hospitable. Be hospitable. Those who close their doors to helping others may be shutting the doors against angels without knowing. I have discovered that everyone who is involved in helping others are usually helped by the angels of God. You know why the angel of God is helping this ministry? Because the ministry stretches forth to help. To help. Help the poor. Help the widows. Help the fatherless. Remember the story of Cornelius. He was a giver of alms, and suddenly an angel of God appeared to him. Somehow angels love to meet with entertainers. They love to meet with hospitable people. If you are not hospitable, you are blocking your chance for angelic help. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Abraham entertained them. Lot entertained them. Manoah, the father of Samson, and his wife entertained them. The first time the angel came, he saw that they gave him food. He came the second time. I think angels like food. So when you are given to helping others, you are sure of angelic help at all times. Those who close their hands are simply saying to God, don't bother sending angels to me. Number two, how to put your angels to work. Please take note of this scripture, Hebrews 13:2. Genesis chapter 18 verse 3 and chapter 19 Genesis verse 2, where you have Abraham and Lot offered to entertain the strangers. Cornelius chapter 10, you have where Cornelius were helping the poor, the widow. Did I say Cornelius? Okay, you should know where Cornelius is. Is Cornelius in Genesis? Okay, right wherever you think it is. But for the sake of those who don't know, it is in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10. Shout hallelujah. Number two way of putting angels to work is by engaging in kingdom service. Engaging in kingdom service. Now, angels are servants. And in the process of serving, they meet with believers who are equally serving God. So your kingdom service is an opportunity. It creates a forum where you and angels meet. Luke chapter 1. Zechariah and his wife were said to be barren for many years. They had no child. They were stricken in age. But as Zechariah was busy serving in the house of God, an angel of God also came from heaven busy serving in the house of God. So their path crossed. People who truly serve God always have meeting points with angels. And you can't meet with angels without they supplying to you what they need. I mean, what you need. Zechariah was not praying. He was serving. And you know what the angel said? If you read from verse 5 to 13, the angel said, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. He was not praying. Yet, the angel said, your prayer has been heard. Which shows to us that your kingdom service equals your prayer. Kingdom service creates a forum for you and angels to meet, to interact, And when they meet with you, they don't leave you the way they met you. That's why those who serve God every time are always helped by angels. For everyone that is seated here giving to kingdom service, as you keep your service on, the angel of God will help you. Number three way to put the angels to work is by speaking the word. Speaking the word. In Daniel chapter 10 verse 12, we read that a little while ago, the angel said to Daniel, I am come for your words. The interaction between you and angels are word channeled. Every time you speak the word, angels have been commanded to do it. In Psalm 103 again, which we also read earlier, he said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments. That do his commandments. Hearkening to the voice of his word. Please note that the Bible didn't say hearkening to his word, but hearkening to the voice of his word. The word is there, but somebody has to voice it. They don't carry out the word. They carry out the word that you voice out. The spoken word. Every time you speak the word, angels are there to pick the word. When you speak, angels will pick for God to fix. When you speak, angels will pick. That's why all of the time, angels are watching and waiting for what you will say. When you say, I am sick, they say, well, you have said it. We can't help you. Why not? Go ahead with it. When you say, I am strong, they go into action, servicing your body, putting strength into you. When you say, I will get that job, they go ahead to places where there are no vacancies to create vacancies for you. When as a copper, you say, I will not stay an extra day roaming around the street. I must secure my job as soon as I finish my service. The angel has speak the word and he goes ahead to somewhere you are not aware of and begin to make a way for you. Tell your neighbor for me, speak the word. Say it again, speak the word. That is the reason why it is working for us in this ministry. We don't speak the circumstance. We don't speak the situation. We keep speaking the word. We keep speaking the word. So never be tired of speaking the word of God. Hearkening to the voice of his word. So you don't assume the word will work. You have to voice it out. Anything you discover from this book, you speak it. Angels will pick it, and then God will fix it. Number four, how do I put angels to work in order to live a life that is of that of one that is more than a conqueror? You can place a demand in prayer. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. When Jesus was told by Herod, don't you know I have the power to deliver? Jesus said, you don't have any power of such. He said, don't you know it is in my ability now to pray that my Father will send legions of angels down? God has a store of angels. You can place order in that store. When you are confronted, Lord, I see you sending your angels to fight for me right now. You are praying that prayer to place order for them. Remember when Peter was shot in the prison, the church prayed. The church prayed. And as they prayed, God sent his angel. So angels comes down in response to our prayer. Remember in the days of Daniel that we talked about earlier in chapter 10? He said, ever since the day you started praying, I have been sent from heaven. Angels comes down in response to our prayer, not to the angels, but to God. We don't pray to angels, we pray to God. And finally, another dimension of prayer. Pray always in an unknown tongue. To put your angels to work, pray always in an unknown tongue. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1, Paul speaking, he said, though I speak in the language of angels and of men. So there is the language of angels. Now angels are heavenly. So if the Bible talks about their language, it's talking about the heavenly language. The language God gave to you when you were baptized with the Holy Spirit and you spake with an unknown tongue. You all know that in the natural, language represents privacy of discussion. When you want to cut off somebody from discussion, you turn into your language. You turn into your mother's dialect. You have been speaking English before, but you want to say something you don't want the other person to hear. You speak another language. You cut off that person. So each time you are speaking in an unknown tongue, you are cutting off the devil. But angels understand what you are saying. Language represents intimacy and affinity. Though I speak in the language of angels and of men. That's what Paul said. So every time you are praying in an unknown tongue, you are speaking not just to God, but you are speaking as well to angels. The Bible says when we pray in an unknown tongue, nobody may understand what we are saying. How be it in the spirit we are speaking mysteries. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2. How be it in the spirit you are speaking mysteries. So when you speak in an unknown tongue, angels catch it. A number of times, I have stayed with God's servant and suddenly he will just burst forth into speaking in tongues. And shortly after that, we begin to see the effect of it. This is the reason why that tongue was spoken. So spontaneously, you must be doing that. When you wake up in the morning, especially when you sense some heaviness around you, burst forth into praying in tongues. And then suddenly the angels of God will begin to work for you. How many of you here are ready to put your angels to work right now? Will you rise to your feet with me right now? And begin to thank God for divine intervention for you. Not only at this event, but every day of your life, everywhere you go to, you will no longer be sanded. 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 In the precious name of Jesus Christ. I'd like you to pray one prayer. Jesus said, when I pray, my Father will send his angel. Are you going on a rough journey? You can't tell why things are hard. You have fought all you know to fight. You have called people you know to call. And there is no way for you. You can call right now. Heavenly Father, send your angel. Not only to keep me, but to bring me. There is a place you have for me. I must get there. Will you passionately call for it right now? Speak to God. It is your right to do it. God has made the provision for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, let the angel of this commission defend me. Let the angel of my fathers fight for me. Bring me into the place you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, let your angels draw the sword. Let your angels scatter them. Let your angels persecute them. Let your angels strike them with blindness. Let your angel blindfold them. Let your angel come down for my defense. Oh God of my fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of this commission, the God of Bishop Oedipo, let your angel come. Send your angel to take over the battle, to help me in all of my ways. I must get to the place. I must get to the place. I must get to the place. I must get to the place that has been prepared for me.
Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Just in the next 1 minute, I'd like you right now to pray in an unknown tongue. Now, listen to me. Something is already happening. Something is already happening. You will get back from Shiloh to be congratulated. You will get back to Shiloh that thing you have been waiting for has been delivered in your house. Very violently, militarily, speak in an unknown tongue right now. Leketekita koto sheketaya. Lara biondolo steketeketeria. Mapu seke. Bopi gabokote. Ba itenosa. Be ibangolo shike. E kupatine se prendelio shoke. E kopito. E kinatande. Atuetise. E bronine mosheketa. Ba bladekariandolo stekete. Adi dose krembonde la shaktalie bakote supa bakote supa bakwete supa Maria la toste kerembrondele a shakatayo yakande yakande topieto sheketariando sakotiayo magalaba shakataria lo stadio lo ste etieno 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 itatizo ebreliko toya akomboti shekre di batala moshe. Lift up your hand and give thanks to the Lord. Your prayer is answered already. Your blessings are released already. Wave those beautiful hands. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying.